Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida.
Today is October 11, 2020, and we are going to talk to a special guest all the way from Israel, Elad Mardi, president of Clair Fruit. Now, if you don't know about Clair Fruit, they are transforming the global fresh produce industry by providing next-generation software and data analytics solutions. We talk about that on the show today, about their new application of produce quality control, why it's important to have technology in your business, and creating healthier buying environments for all producers. We are also 2 days out from the Produce Marketing Association's virtual Fresh Summit. I've already got my name, my profile all filled out, ready to go for networking and marketing, and have signed up for a lot of different events. So I would suggest getting your schedule jam-packed, just like if you were going to a normal trade show. Don't forget, throughout the week, we will hear from some of the PMA staff on what it took to get this virtual event together, as well as some other pretty cool guests that I have lined up for the week. I'm also going to try something a little bit different. I normally give our sponsors a huge middle spot in the show, and today we are going to give them the beginning. So we are going to start the show off with Terra Exports, Ag Tools, and Indianapolis Fruit Company with their weekend winners. So let's get this show started. Welcome to the week.
Welcome to Terra Exports, a fast-paced, entrepreneurial, and innovative multinational fresh produce company with 8 divisions worldwide that handle fruits and vegetables across 65 countries. Did you know that Terra Exports was featured 3 times in Inc. 5000's fastest-growing companies? Terra Exports starts at the ground, literally, with the growth of the product at the farm all the way through distribution channels up into the end user. They take pride in their products arriving fresh and damage-free, and they're there every step of the way, working alongside suppliers and customers who share in their common goal. Visit Terra Exports at www.terraexports.com, as well as following them on social media on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. If you get on their website, you can also check their availability calendars and all of the produce that they have in store. When you join Terra Exports, you become a member of their global team of thinkers, innovators, dreamers, and doers who are bringing a fresh approach to the produce and supply chain industry. So reach out to Terra Exports today at terraexports.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We couldn't stop with the weekend winners. We're talking about the seasonal superhero, the onion and celery blend from our in-house processing division, Garden Cut. We all know fall and winter are a season for soups and stews. Nothing better than providing your consumers a little bit of convenience with this great starter kit, nice little diced onion and celery blend for this fall and winter selling season.
Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
It's always great to hear from our sponsors, as well as get some of those weekend winners from Indianapolis Fruit Company. So let's go ahead and get Elad on the line from Clair Fruit. Hey, Elad, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning as well to you. I'm very excited to be on the show, and thank you for inviting me on behalf of Clair Fruit. and even more excited to be able to share a lot of exciting information for the industry at the outset of the PMA week.
It is PMA week. It's been fantastic watching all of these virtual shows and seeing what the industry is doing within technology. And that's what we're kind of here to talk about today with Clairefruit, because we connected, man, on a different level, right? We connect on LinkedIn, we connected through your website, we connected through an application. I mean, these are new things that, you know, in the produce industry, you're kind of like, what? How did you guys connect? And like I said, that's what we're here to talk about today is Clairefruit. As I started to look through the app, started to do inspections on my own, I started to realize why this is so important. I've told you off the mic, Clairefruit has a cool application out here that's running inspections, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but this has been needed. And when I used the app for the first time and actually went out and did an inspection on some grapes and I passed it and the app failed it, that's where I was like, okay, I see where the problem is and I see that why this is a need.
Yeah, well, you know, we totally agree. Maybe if it makes sense, I can share a little bit of background on how we even came up with this idea and why do we think it's required in the industry. And after that, I can share some more color on what exactly we're doing. Make sense?
For sure.
So just to give you a little bit of background, Clairefruit, we're actually a company headquartered out of Israel, about 3 years old. And what we're really trying to do is to help the fresh produce industry transform the way it is performing quality control. Now, why do we care about that? We care about that because when we look at the way quality control is performed in the industry, it hasn't really changed over the last 100 years, to be honest. And so if all worked well and it was efficient, no problem with that. The issue is that when you go and look into the waste that's taking place across the supply chain, you figure out a couple of things. Number one, there is a lot of waste and rejections that are taking place across this industry that are really hurting the net margin of those players. Just to give you a little bit of statistic, Patrick, we've seen in the industry about 5% rejections and another 20% of the overall transactions that are being renegotiated in each point of the supply chain, where there is a seller and a buyer, right? And when you do the math, it comes to a number of almost 7% of profit loss, which is a very high number relative to the profitability in this industry. So we then went and asked ourselves, okay, so why is that happening? What are people doing about it? There is obviously a quality control being performed. The issue is that this quality control is done manual. It's very subjective and it's pretty expensive. And most important, there is very little limited data that's coming out of it. And with this notion, we wanted to try and figure out why is that happening. And we actually came up with five key reasons that are driving quality mismatch that is taking place in the industry. Driver number one, most supply that are actually inspected in this in the supply chain is inspected at fixed inspection room, usually at the entrance of a packing house, for example.
Yep, correct.
No, really. It's essentially kind of a lab that people put in an inspection room, and that's where they perform all the different external analysis, attribute analysis, and internal attribute analysis, whether it's the bricks, acidity, et cetera, right?
Yep, for sure. And I will tell you, one thing that I hate about those inspection rooms is that it could take you up to almost an hour and a half to be in there. So doing it manually with a piece of paper or a spreadsheet, taking, you know, all the things that, you know, happen within this room, you spend a lot of time in there.
Yeah, you literally hit the nail on the head. Because what you just mentioned, the duration of this inspection is creating a result where you actually test very little supply, something like 1 promille. When you actually figure out how much of those grape berries were tested for bricks. And that's the other issue. But you know what the biggest issue that we've heard from different players across the industry is that people use different language across the supply chain, right? You may have, Patrick, a certain standard for the quality of the table grapes. I have a different standard in my company for the same table grapes. And when you do the inspection on your side, you say, okay, lad, that's good to go. I'm going to ship it to you. And then my guy is doing the inspection on my side, and he comes up with a different result because it's a different standard. That creates a lot of rejections that could have been avoided where you and I were to use the same standard. Now, what makes it even more complex is that even if you and I were using the same standard, Patrick, we're still, both of us are human beings. And so we have some bias on how we make a judgment on whether this table grape berry has a color of 2 or 3, or whether the defect looks like A or B. And that's the other issue, that there is a subjective inspection, which is inconsistent, obviously, across the supply chain. And then finally, the fifth reason that I was talking about before is that there is obviously quality degradation over time. Could be because of shipping, could be because of storage. And what's amazing is when we went, and that took place a little bit more than 2 years ago, and looked at each one of those five reasons that we just mentioned, we went and asked the customers, okay, what do you think could solve this? Which capabilities would you like to have? And they came up with the following things. Number one, we would love to have a mobile QC solution so we can inspect quality wherever we are, in the field, in the packing house, in the distribution center, in the front store, right? Second thing, they want to have an automatic and easy to use solution so they can do many more tests than what they do today. That goes into your hour and a half. Well, the third thing is actually a system that can perform an objective analysis, so it's standardized. The way Patrick and Alad are doing their inspection doesn't matter where you are and doesn't matter when you do that. And so if you think about it, essentially we came up with a software platform that actually incorporates all of those capabilities. A platform that can help the inspector and the QC manager across the entire supply chain to perform an inspection very fast in a mobile device, literally your own smartphone. You just need to download the Clarifoot app and you can perform the inspection wherever you are, whenever you want. And most importantly, we developed our own computer vision technology, which is actually patent protected in US and in Europe, where you can take a picture and through the picture, we will analyze all the external attributes that you need in order to perform an evaluation of the quality of your fruit. For internal attributes, you know, it could be bricks, it could be firmness, it could be acidity, etc. We actually integrate wirelessly into third-party industry device. It can be a refractometer, a durometer, penetrometer, whatever, and all the data will be transmitted wirelessly into the app, goes up to the cloud, and then the results come down to the inspector, to the mobile app within 2 seconds. And that's really the revolution, or part of the revolution we're trying to do, which is number one, digitize the way QC is being performed, make it objective, make it consistent, and really democratize this QC performance to the entire supply chain.
I love it. So let's get down into it, because we just gave our listeners a deep dive into the technical aspect of this application, and we want to make sure that everybody has fun with it. So we want to make sure that everybody goes to the Google or Apple Play Store, download the Clarifoot app so you can get an idea of what we're talking about. Now, I want to let everybody know, Elad, that I went ahead and downloaded the app like we talked about, and I did my own inspection. So as we all know, we have to, you know, do it before we can talk about it, right? We gotta put our money where our mouth is, right? So looking at this, you're 100% correct. And I know you, when I say that, you're like, yes, I know. But you're 100% correct. Bricks, color, diameter, size group, stem color, all these different things. So I want to take, you know, the listeners on a deep dive as well. So as I downloaded the app, it was very simple for me. Okay. Downloaded the app. I went ahead and signed up via the website first. Everything worked out perfectly, signed in. Now, the only thing you have to do, and Ella will talk about this a little bit more, but you buy ping pong balls, okay? And when I went and got these ping pong balls, you're going to set that ping pong ball in the midst of the fruit or the grapes, right? You're not going to put it above. You're not going to put it all the way to below. You're not going to put it on the side. You're going to put it in there just like if it was the next grape on the vine or on the berry. And you're going to start taking pictures, answering questions, all these different things, rating it. And the picture will also determine some of these things for them because there is an algorithm in this system, right? So like I said, I went through, and this is where it got, I would say, complicated, right? Is that I actually thought the grapes were good enough. So I went ahead and said, pass on my side, right? Because I did my paper test next to me, and then I did the Claire Fruit app on the phone. And it's crazy because it came back as a fail. So I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And that goes right into what you were saying was everybody has different standards throughout the supply chain. Whether you're a top, you know, 10 retailer, guess what? The top next 10 retailers from 11 to 20 might have a completely different standard than the top 10 retailers or even the top wholesalers, distributors, food service outlets, and more. Everybody serves a different demographic, a different culture. So everybody has a different way of what their standard should be. Heck, I still know people to this day that don't believe pineapples are green. They think pineapples are supposed to be a yellowish brown all the time. You know, that's a big misconception depending on what part of the country you come from. You're over in Israel. An Indian pineapple looks a heck of a lot different than a Costa Rican pineapple. But guess what? We don't get the Indian pineapples over here, right? So everybody's got something different. And I know something we talked about was you can really get fun here and specifically put in a customer's specification. So then that way we or they know if it passes or fails based on their specification.
You're totally right. I think there's a couple of interesting things here. Number one, because we are a software platform, let's say you're a marketing company and you sell to 10 retailers. We will digitize the quality specs for each one of your 10 retailers. And so when your QC guy or your inspector inspect a supply within your packing house, we have an algorithm engine that instantly will tell you here is the grade for each one of your customers based on the inspection you just did for this specific supply, and we recommend you send it to customer A rather than to customer B. Why is that? We want to achieve two things for you. Number one, we want the most important thing, I want to make sure you're avoiding any rejection, because the rejection is a very costly occurrence for you. Number two, I want to try and help you maximize your dollar opportunity, right? You could sell this supply to retailer A, but potentially retailer B is going to pay more dollars for the same supply. And the grade is good for both of them. So let your sales guy decide who he wants to sell your supply rather than your QC guy. That's the one thing. The other thing I wanted to mention is the QC reports. So you know, you mentioned before at the outset of the call, you know, sometimes an inspection can take an hour, hour and a half. Actually, a lot of the time for this duration that you mentioned is related to report generation. And what we do is we will predefine any report template you have. And so when your inspector in the field completed the inspection and clicked on completed in the mobile app, there is an automatically generated report that will go to whoever you define. It can go to your customer, it can go to your grower, it can go to your salesperson. And by that, this actually serves today a few of our customers as like a policy insurance. They will send this report to the customer and say, hey, can you please check it out and let me know you're okay with this report? When you do, I will send the supply. And that's another way to avoid a rejection.
I agree. And you know what's crazy is when you look at rejections, they are the things that cost you the most money and the most headaches, right? So when we hear people in the produce industry saying, I'm putting out a fire, it might be something within administration. It might be something at the shed. But most of the time it's dealing with some type of rejection, right? It's dealing with, you know, product quality or something. And we talked off the mic about all the different inspection companies, right, that are out there that are still, you know, going and doing the paperwork and sending you a 30-page inspection report. A lot, it's like, that's the worst, right? It's like when you go to open your email and you've got this 30-page report staring at you. And then what does a customer or someone else do? Hey, could you forward me that QC report? And it's like, now, like I said, you're sending this 30-page document to 20 different people. Not really, but you know what I mean? You're sending this huge document out. And I think that as we are so intrigued and with, you know, developing technology and learning about all this during COVID, because COVID has really enhanced technology within our industry, I think that this could be a way that you're able to share information, you're able to get information real time. There's no passing of paperwork or pens or anything within the packing house or the inspection labs. So this solves a problem within the industry. And I know for a fact, you guys have about 18 different customers now that are using these platforms. We're not going to talk about those customers, but listen, there are retailers, wholesalers, vendors, growers that are using this program to this day, and it's working successfully. So what we have to do is look at this and say, just like a regular inspection, how do we integrate this into our supply chain? Because this isn't going to go away. It's going to be something that someone's going to improve upon throughout the entire supply chain. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I totally agree. And I think one of the reasons we've been very successful in scaling our software platform fairly quickly over the last 2 years is because of our revenue model or pricing model. So as opposed to other players or in the industry, whether it's an inspection company that does it for you at the third party level or any other software vendors, we don't require our customer to upfront put in a few $10,000s in order to integrate our software. We are what's called the next generation software platform, SaaS-based software as a service. All you need to do is to subscribe on a monthly basis to us. We have a charge per user per month, usually a couple of $100s. That's it. And that's how you start. If you like it, you continue. If you don't like it, you can stop after a month or two, and that's it. So the downside from a customer perspective is very, very limited. There is really no upfront major dollar outlay that needs to be done here. And I got to tell you, our what we call conversion percentage from customers who started to work with us to adopting a commercial deployment has been more than 90% and very close to the 100%. So we're very confident that that should go a long way for the industry.
Well, let me ask you one more question. When you look at this, we've seen the why, right? We've actually seen the problem now within the industry. And so why, again, though, right? It's another why. Why should we switch to the entire, I would say, tech and switching from, you know, to the old paper and, you know, lab way to switching to an application? Some say now, right? I got to be the devil's advocate, because some say we're always on our phones now and it causes distractions and any which way. How do we see this really revolutionizing the way we do inspections moving forward, with it being on an app versus being on paper?
So a couple of things. Number one, again, it all goes back to what are the issues? What's the root cause for the rejections that we're seeing in the industry? And the root cause are related to two key items. Number one, people make a judgment on quality of supply today based on subjective and inconsistent inspection. This is just a human bias. One anecdote for you to actually tell throughout PMA week. Based on our information from our 18 customers, we've seen a variety of about 22 to 24% in the judgment of equality for the same company, right? If a company has three inspectors, the variety between their judgment on the quality of a fruit will be 22 to 24%. Our machine learning will have a bias of about 8% only relative to those three guys. So there is no question that the machine, which in this case is the app with our computer vision technology, is going to make a more accurate and more consistent judgment about the real quality of the fruit over the long term. So that's point number one. But point number two, that's really where it gets interesting. The biggest issue in this industry today is data, right? The grower is not sure exactly when is the right time to pick the fruit. The marketing company is not sure who is the right customer to sell the supply to, right? Because I want to avoid a rejection and I want to maximize the dollar opportunity. They're also not sure, should I ship this in a container for 3 weeks to China or should I truck it to San Diego? Because there is only 10 days left in terms of life, shelf life. And so that's where our platform really makes a difference, because with our big data, there is not going to be a matter of hunch or thoughts. There's going to be data that's going to tell you, this is the best customer to sell it to. This is the shelf life that is expected. So you better do send it to A and not to B. And this is the best time for the grower to pick the fruit. And by that, we can really help the industry participants to reduce this waste and rejection across the industry and you know, make a much more efficient supply chain. And by the way, because we're a pure software platform, we integrate to whatever other software our customers have. So they usually have an ERP system or a warehouse management system. We don't need to invent anything. We just integrate into those systems. We pull all the customer information from there, so everything can be traced from the field down to the front store of the retailer.
Boom. I mean, that's the perfect answer. Love it. All 3 points were right on it. And again, I have to say it like that because, Elad, it's like I learned about you just within the last month or two. And what did I tell you? I told you when we first started talking, I said, my brother and I have been talking about this for years, saying this needs to happen. And, you know, we should have done it, right? But you guys did it, and I appreciate it because I do like the service. I do like what you guys are doing. If I was in a place where I was inspecting more fruit and doing these types of things, you know, I would use it all the time. I use it sometimes now when I'm grocery shopping. I'm like, let's see if Walmart or Publix or Winn-Dixie passes or fails, right? Just for the pleasure of, you know, being in the produce industry, of course. So, Elad, if people want to get a hold of you, they want to talk to you about your service, they want to get in touch with you, how do they get a hold of you?
Two options. Best one is honestly go to our website, www.clarifruit.com. You can either click on contact sales there, or by the way, we actually have a freemium version, like the gaming app that you have on your phone. Download our app for free, and you can actually perform up to 50 inspections per month for free on 8 different produce categories that we already have available for you. And the other way is just to email me directly if you'd like. It's Elad, E-L-A-D, at clarifruit.com. And I'd love to follow up with whoever has an interest. We're really looking forward to participate in PMA. We have our own booth, and hopefully can meet a lot of new guys throughout the week.
Yeah, that's the goal. And we'll be promoting all week for Elad and Claire Fruit. So please check out the app, download it, get some free inspections in, because that's what it's about. Let's check out the service, see what we have to offer, and see how you can integrate this new technology within your supply chain. So Elad, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and thank you so much, all the way from Israel. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate the time and the effort, and looking forward to partnering with you throughout the coming week.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.